Well, thanks for coming out today. We had an opportunity to, you know, finalize our coaching staff. I know everybody's seen the press release. I'll take questions on each individual coach. It's been a long process. Good come, you know, once since the conclusion of the season, I had an opportunity to go through, you know, the exit interviews with our players. And, you know, with that always comes out some information and things you can use to apply, recognize certain things to look at. Then from that, we went into the evaluation phase with our coaching staff, you know, with another process of exit interviews. It was obviously broken up a bit with our participation in the Pro Bowl. So it's great to get to this point. We've actually just started getting into the scheme evaluation starting yesterday, and started that process, and we'll meet with the personnel department as a coaching staff tomorrow and get ready for Indianapolis. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, why did you feel the need to make changes at running backs and tight ends coaches?
Well, when you have change each and every year, there's obviously a process that you go through. I think it's important first to thank Jerry Fontenot and Sam Gash and their families for their contributions that they made in their time here in Green Bay. So the changes we made on offense, I think we definitely had two young coaches when we hired them 2 years ago, you know, both David and Luke, and you'll get a chance to talk to them here shortly. We felt that we had two promising prospects that were going to grow and frankly have earned this opportunity, and we'll be better for that. So, and both Ben and Brian, you know, what they bring to the table, you know, Ben with the running backs and Brian from with the tight ends, it brings new energy, brings new ideas, it brings a freshness and aspect that we really haven't had a whole lot of. Mike Solari, I felt, brought that last year to us when he came from San Francisco. So it's an opportunity to improve and grow, and that was a big part of the change.
So, Mike, when you say new ideas and new voices, maybe, why is that important? And when you've coached for as long as you have a lot of guys that have been still with you, including Jerry. Why do you want to change the dynamic a little bit and get those new voices and new ideas into the room?
Well, it's just not that. I mean, it's a performance business. We all understand that. There's a big picture that obviously ultimately I'm in charge of, and the opportunity to continue to move forward as far as, you know, teaching the players, getting the players to respond, and getting them to perform at the highest level. So I think sometimes change is necessary to try to improve that drive.
So when a player doesn't perform to the level that you think he should, you always say it's teach and demand, right, for your assistant coaches. That's the phrase you use. How much of that is on the player, and how much do you think is on the position coach for not drawing enough out of it?
Can't give you a percentage, and frankly, this is, you know, I'm here really to announce our new staff, you know, and I'm not going to go back and get into the details of evaluation and how those decisions were made. That's not what I'm here for today.
That's more of a philosophical question, not
specifically. Well, philosophical, if you want to use those words, that's fine.
Mike, did you have connections to the two guys, to Ben and Brian, or were there?
I did not. Personal, you know, just through recommendations, and a part of your job as a head coach is, you know, obviously to be aware of people around the league, and that's really a product of having the opportunity to hire both those guys.
Not a knock against Alex, but did you feel it was important to have the quarterback and wide receiver have their individual coaches again this season?
Well, I think, we had a plan last year. It wasn't executed, obviously, to the level that we looked to achieve. So the quarterbacks, wide receivers, you know, tight ends and O-line, you know, running backs and O-line, the interaction between position groups has been really a staple of how we operate the last 4 or 5 years. I think more has been made of it, frankly, as an excuse. And with that, the excuses are over. We've changed it, you know, adjusted, frankly, the job responsibilities back more to what we've done in the past. And my outlook is that hopefully it'll be a much better process. So,
how does your week change now that you're back calling plays during the season?
Well, good question. You're talking about in season? I think the time distribution on Monday will be very similar. I mean, you have to get into the game planning for the next opponent. Tuesday will be more, pretty much dominant towards offensive game planning. Wednesday, I think, will be kind of in between with what I did last year and what I did in previous years, because there's definitely things that I've done during the week that I would like to continue to try. So I'm going to have to work through that. Friday, really Thursday after practice through Friday and Saturday is more dedicated to calling the game. So just with the demands of play calling. So Monday morning will be the same. As far as the evaluation of the game, we have an offense, defense, special teams process, and then we get together as a staff. So that part won't change.
Two more, please. You made the change, to give yourself a more panoramic view of things during the week and on game day. Are there ways, now that you're going back to calling plays, are there ways to still help yourself with the panoramic stuff, or how do you adapt to that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think any time you change, the responsibility, where your area of emphasis is, you are more on top of the things that you – obviously, there's a reason why I went to those areas based on past performances. So there definitely will be input into the defense and the special teams. Offensively, we took a huge step back. There's no question about that. Defensively, we did some good things, but we're not a championship defense, and that has to be the next step next year. That'll be the focus of our defensive staff and our defensive players. And special teams, we made some big strides, but particularly in coverage, had some really good individual performances and so forth. But we need to take another big jump there too. So we still got work to do on defense and special teams, and we got to get back to basics on offense.
As his position coach, how much has Ben going to be accountable for keeping Eddie Lacy in shape, conditioning, those sort of things?
Well, I think like everything, you have different components of your football operations. So your strength, conditioning, training, nutrition, all those things, and everybody's accountable to their area. The position group, position coach are obviously ultimately accountable for the performance and the training of their players. So, but this is, Eddie Lacy, conditioning and so forth is something that I have great confidence will improve or is improving as we speak, and he'll learn from his experience last season.
I was going to ask about the new coaches. Obviously, Ben had Gurley had a big year, and the tight ends coach had a – I guess how do you look at their individual performances of those guys that they had? You mentioned it's a performance-based business. Is that the overriding reason why you hire guys? Is there something beyond that?
Well, definitely. I mean, if the performance is your position coaches is obviously more than just the actual statistics of how their players perform. I mean, there's insight from relationships you have around the league throughout, all the different interactions that you have. So there's a lot of conversation that goes on. In these particular cases, particularly in the timeline that we moved in. So it was excessive there for a number of days, and because we've never really have moved that fast in prior years, but it was important to do that to have the opportunity to interview Brian and Ben.
Mike, can you discuss Luke and I'm sorry, it's supposed to be about the coaches. I wasted a question about previous coaches. About Luke and David, you said to Larry in the video last night that you went home each time you interviewed them and told Jessica, I got to hire this young guy. Aaron mentions Luke a lot in interviews. You said in the video, too, that Jordy and Randall went to bat for Luke a little bit. What is the appeal of those young guys individually? Can you just kind of speak to their strengths and what you've seen from them?
Well, Luke Getsy and David Ryan, we interviewed both young men 2 years ago. There was definitely, a focus on the quarterback position. It's something that, to me, you can't have enough line coaches in your building. You can't have enough quarterback coaches in your building. That's just a philosophy of mine as far as building an offensive staff. So, and definitely, and let's not kid ourselves with Aaron Rodgers. If you're tied to Aaron Rodgers and you know, your opportunities to move on to new opportunities will be in front of you. So that was really the long-term, you know, plan, vision, and so forth. So when we interviewed both those guys, David had a great interview, and Luke was coming in the next day, and I just remember leaving Lambeau being so impressed with David, and then to come in the next day, and you know, I felt David knocked it out of the park, and just using the words that were, because we had the whole staff involved. I mean, it was an extensive interview where both Luke and David visited with every coach for a half an hour to 45 minutes. We had it all structured, different components, video, drawings, scheme evaluations. There was a video breakdown, put them on the board. So it was an extensive interview for both guys. And David, you know, like you said, knocked it out of the park. And then coming in the next day, Luke had a tremendous interview. And frankly, when we sat around as a staff and went through both guys, you know, everybody felt that Luke just hit a little further. So, and with that, I mean, 2 years later, you know, now we have two young men that have earned this opportunity, and I'm excited for them. So they bring a lot of energy. They've gained the respect of the players, and now they'll have the opportunity to coach a position and get our players to respond.